It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome back into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we appreciate you taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week. This is the part where I say thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend, but we got double the legs this week. This week, we're thanking you for bringing by eight legs and a pair of four-legged friends in Lexi and Susie Q.
Thank you for having us. And yes, this week we have double the legs and double the love looking for a home.
Double is not a bad thing. Lexi and Susie Q, they are an adorable pair of Siberian Huskies, it looks like. Terry, if you could, tell us a little bit about these girls.
Well, Lexi and Susie Q came to us in September. They came from a situation where their elderly owner was unable to care for them anymore. We had worked with their owner before, and they entrusted us again, with Lexi and Susie Q. Lexi, she's a senior lady who's about 9 years old, and Susie Q's just a bit younger at 5 to 7. And they are a completely bonded pair.
A completely bonded pair that's not necessarily into puppy stage, but still got a lot of love and still got a lot of life to give. Terry, what kind of home situation did they come from? These guys had a unique one when they came into your care at the shelter. How do you think that kind of factors in, or does it factor in at all with the transition to the forever home?
Well, I think it factors in that we had originally worked with their owner several years ago. They bred and showed Siberian Huskies. They'd come to a point in life where it had thrown them a curve and they were struggling to care for them. And they worked with us to find new homes for their beloved Huskies. And Lexi and Susie Q, out of 24, were the only two that they kept to remain as pets in their home. So during that time, obviously, Lexi and Susie Q became very bonded, and they're also used to having a lot of love. Lexi is calm, and Susie Q still has that fun and rambunctiousness of a puppy, but Susie Q's a little bit shy, and Lexi loves attention, and they are both very talkative.
Most Huskies I know are. That was a great transition, because I wanted to say, if you've never been around Huskies, they are a special bunch for puppy and dog friends, for sure. With that in mind, Terry, what kind of home situations do you think would be ideal for the pair of these two, for Lexi and Susie Q, if they could talk to us?
If they could talk to us, they would say, first off, they require a home where they can stay together. They would love to be indoor dogs with access to a fenced yard where they can run and play. Running and playing together is one of their favorite parts of the day. They'd be perfectly happy in a home with older children, and they wouldn't mind having a dog or a kitty sibling to share their home with. We would tell people that Lexi needs a little bit of dental work, so they'd also like a home where her dental needs could be met.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information or find out how to take that next step, how do they get in contact with you all?
They can call the shelter at 660-359-2700.
For more on Lexi and Susie Q, head to our website at northwestmoinfo.com and check under Pet of the Week. You can also check out pictures of the two. That concludes our Pet of the Week broadcast this week here on Regional Radio.